Feeling the weight of the body. And allow the body to just open a little more in response to that heaviness. Like a big bag of sand that falls open. And feeling how there's not only heaviness, there's also something that lifts up. And giving some more space to that uplifting. The light, or as if the body is floating, feeling. And feeling the space just around the body. Feeling the meeting point of body and air. Body and world. That electric kind of space just before the kiss. Feeling how this space allows the body to be here. Feeling how the breath happens within that space called body. And just feeling, if possible, after the out-breath, if there's any space before the in-breath. Noticing if we have a reaction to that much space. that much gentleness. That much allowing. A space that we can feel between things, between the out-breath and the in-breath. Between the body and its world. Between the observer and the observed. And tuning into that space, or imagining that that space is what you really are. Your body, just one of the many things happening within that space. Imagining or feeling that we are as spacious as the night sky. Feeling the edges of the body just soften. And be received in night sky. This breath, just one of the winds passing among the stars. The thoughts like flashes of light, here and gone. So much space without limit. Allowing everything to be here. coming back to this space whenever you wish. Or even just staying with it throughout this meditation. Dissolved. Enough space for everything. Even boredom or irritation or sadness. So if you wish, letting this night sky space be the background of the following meditation. So the next step is to remember a specific moment in your life that you felt real or happy or loved or clear. Or everything in its place, or at home, or however you would describe. Your experience of something most important in life. Remembering clearly and well who, what, where, when, smells, tastes, textures, sounds, colors. Doesn't need to be a holiest moment. Maybe you were making love or sweating up a mountain or dying of cold. Or doing nothing special, perhaps. Remembering your own experience until it feels true to you, as true as possible. And then gradually letting go of the details, the images, the sounds, and staying with the texture. The expansiveness or the sense of embrace. The groundedness or feeling light. the brightness or blackness. Stillness or flow. Or maybe all of that. If you lose the texture, then going back to the memory can help. If possible, just simple, childlike play. What if? And then just direct to feeling. Not the drama around the memory or the feeling. Is it cool or warm, liquid, silky? Does it belong to you, or do you belong to it? Breathing in and connecting, letting the texture be alive. Breathing out and flowing that texture, or radiating that texture throughout your body and being. You have permission to give that to yourself fully, generously. Not saving it for later, just giving it all to yourself now. Letting the cells of the body open and drink. If it's helpful for you, you could gently repeat a word that reminds you to connect to the texture. Peace, loved, free, nothing, ease. A word in your language. This filling and drinking may need to go on for hours or days or months. And it's very worthwhile to spend the time that way. And whenever it happens that the cells are drunk, full to overflowing, then with the out-breath, allowing that texture to overflow through the skin in all directions. Make an experiment and see what happens on the out-breath, giving generously to all of you the whole night sky. Maybe starting gradually filling this room. What does it feel like to let this texture flow through? Where does it come from? Whose is it? What does it feel like to let it go out? What does it feel like to let it go in? And coming back to night sky. Dissolved. Enough room for everything. Even all of those thoughts even all of those sounds, emotions, memories, plans, likings and dislikings. Staying with night sky, or the second step that we just did, or if you wish, we can move to the next step. Thinking of someone whose suffering has touched your heart, a real person, someone you know, someone you've seen. If you're kind of out of love with all of humanity, then maybe an animal whose suffering touched your heart. Is it possible to tune into the specific feeling that that person may have felt, or that animal may have felt? That feeling left out, or disappointed, frustrated, guilty, worried, hating, afraid, lonely, embarrassed, jealous, comparing, etc. Whatever it may have been, maybe feeling right or arrogance, and the fire of that. Or the heaviness of self-pity. Or just the heat of physical pain, perhaps. Feeling that energy as a texture. Sometimes the example that we choose touches something in us and it's overwhelming. And so for this first time through, if possible, choosing something else now, something smaller, less touching, less intense. Alive enough to feel, but not overwhelming, if possible. Can we feel the energy of that? Anger, fear, loneliness, or whatever. Is it heavy? Is it hard? Is it slippery? Is it sharp? Is it hot or cold? Is it bright or dark? In the night sky, common ground and enough space for everything. Is it possible to tune into this texture? What happens when we try? And now comes the revolution. Doing what we've never been told to do. In society. Breathing in and inviting the difficult to rest in night sky space. No fight, no problem, nothing to fix. Nothing to be better or worse than. Just a texture welcomed. As it is. One shape of aliveness. On the in-breath, allowing that to come in and rest in softness of night sky. And further revolution. With the out-breath, connecting to the texture of what we love most. The texture of our own experience of joy or clarity or feeling loved or at home. And with the out-breath, overflowing towards that person or that creature. It can take a long while to get into one's own rhythm with this. So for now, if you wish, taking more than one breath and calling it in-breath, and more than one breath called out-breath, just to start to be able to feel, connect to the texture, breathe in, and then change to the other texture, connect, breathe out. Breathing in, welcoming the difficult energy into softness and enough space as it is, nothing to fix, nothing to improve, nothing to defend. and breathing out, feeling, filling, and overflowing with the silkiness, the ease, the relief. The freshness, feeling or imagining it passing through your skin and arriving, surrounding and filling the other person or creature. Breathing in the heavy, dark heat of controlling or competing or whatever. Letting it land nowhere in space, nothing to fight against it. Our own resistance to feeling it could just be included as part of the difficult. As one package deal. Noticing whether we feel more comfortable with the breathing in the difficult or the breathing out the good. Letting it be more or less equal. The energy that goes into the in-breath and into the out-breath. One more thing to include in the meditation is a kind of wondering. As we breathe in, feel and receive the difficult. Is there an echo in our own experience of that difficulty? Is it a common experience? Is it something that in this room someone may have felt? Is it possible that everyone in this room at some point has experienced with some degree of intensity or other? that same heavy, dark, sharp anger or fear or whatever. And so in a flash, during the in-breath, a sense of opening all the doors to this experience that we have in common. Why not let it all in, finally? Similarly, with the out-breath, this intimate experience of joy or relief or freedom or whatever. So intimate, treasured, our guiding light. Is it possible that someone else in this room has experienced that quality at some point? Is it possible that that's what everyone in this room is opening towards? Is flowing and overflowing with? That the cells of our bodies recognize that currency. Want only that. And what about everyone on this planet just now? Has everyone at some time experienced this difficulty and this wonderful? Just now in this moment, how many hundreds of thousands of people may be paralyzed by shame or fear or arrogance? Just now. How many may be longing just now for that texture, that airy, relieving, cooling texture of love or liberation? Our most private, deep, dark experiences and our most intimate, light-giving experiences, how personal are they? What are they made of and where do they come from? To whom do they belong? And what happens when there's enough space for all of that? So sometimes just why not breathing in everyone's anger? Or that anger that just seems to be part of being human? That's part of the common ground. And breathing out from the common ground the most precious and nourishing texture that we know. Why not for everything and everyone? Just maybe that itself is freedom. So we can practice this technique and get into our rhythm slowly over days or weeks. Practice it on the spot when a difficult emotion arises in us, or we're touched by someone suffering, or we just feel like it, as well as during formal meditations. Welcoming and giving away. May we all find the courage and looseness to be radical revolutionaries for peace.